When Tony Chisholm heard in 2023 that new Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa was looking to support youth initiatives, the president of the Friends of Fort George saw an opportunity. Chisholm reached out to Zalepa, and the result was 2024's Lord Mayor's Dinner at Navy Hall, which raised $5,000 for summer job opportunities for youth at Fort George and Brock's Monument in Queenston. Last weekend's second dinner event exceeded that amount with the support of the 53 diners in attendance. Last year we hired 10 students, Friends Executive Director Amanda Gamble tells The Local. We're hoping this summer we can combine fundraising with some grant applications and hire closer to 15 students. The money raised at the dinner goes directly to support those positions. Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa squares off against student Andrew Laliberte in a game of Family Feud. Supplied high school and post-secondary students are hired to staff the gift shop at Fort George each summer. Youth also have the opportunity to work as heritage interpreters at Brock's Monument or to join the infantry squad program at the fort. Last year, 6 students participated in the infantry squad, conducting musket demonstrations and taking part in historically accurate soldiers' drills for visitors to the fort. 2 were stationed at Brock's Monument while 2 others worked in the gift shop. We receive a fair amount of applications, says Gamble. We post the positions via Brock University and Niagara College and through Job Gym via our website. For a lot of people that apply, it's their first job ever. What a great job to start with. The Friends have worked closely with Brock's history faculty, too. Dressed in a full soldier's uniform from the period, Andrew Laliberte was at last weekend's dinner to meet guests and talk about his experience. Laliberte completed his cooperative education requirement working at Brock's Monument in the summer of 2024. Last year we had people from all over apply for the positions, adds Gamble. We get a good mix. Some students from other colleges and universities apply, too. They are either willing to relocate for the summer or they have family in Niagara. Billed as, live from 1812. The Lord Mayor's dinner was catered by Events by Kristen and included kake leeky, chicken and leek soup, and soldiers-style bread. Entertainment included a Family Feud game and a live auction for the chance to fire the cannon later in the evening. L.R. Peter Martin, Cown. Tim Balasiak, Dan LaRoche, Gavin Watson, Peter Mitchell. Instagram Town Cown. Tim Balasiak was the top bidder and approached his task with relish. In an Instagram post, Balasiak referenced his time as a youth in the Fort George Fife and Drum Corps, standing on the historic grounds, feeling the power of the cannon, and reflecting on the deep history of Fort George was truly a full-circle moment, Balasiak wrote. This site holds such significance for our community, and it's inspiring to see the next generation of young people continuing to learn and grow through their involvement here. Up next for the Friends of Fort George is their February Fireside Fridays series of morning lectures. This Friday, February 7th, Fort George manager Dan LaRoche will dig into the corners of the historic site to pull out a collection of rare and unique artifacts not often seen by visitors, mostly from the War of 1812. These artifacts will test your knowledge and imagination. Tickets are $15.75. Taxes included, or $47.25 for all 4 Fridays this month and are available here. Gamble says resumes for jobs this summer began arriving in January. Interviews will be held in March or April once she knows how many positions they have funding for. For information on summer job opportunities for youth, visit the Friends of Fort George website.